Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in-store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Louisiana, a man is arrested after the attempted robbery and sexual assault of a grocery store employee in the wee hours of the morning. In Florida, a carjacking attempt goes wrong for an assailant in his 20s after he gets his ass beat by a 66-year-old. Mm-hmm. And a 12-year-old killed at a North Carolina camp for troubled youth is ruled a homicide. These stories and more coming at you today, Wednesday, July 3rd, on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton.
We're only a day away from our Independence Day.
Happy birthday, Eve, America.
Absolutely.
Cindy's still in the room with us, too, say hi, Sam.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Cindy Everton joining us for the next few episodes.
Happy birthday, Eve, America.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. One of us, you know. You talk about this, I talk about this, but Memorial Day and 4th of July are two, and Christmas are my three holidays kind of that I love that the most.
And Good Friday for me. Oh, yeah. You talking about you like the most? Those are usually the ones I don't work on.
Yeah,
I only have a few that I'm like, I'm giving them respect. America's birthday is one.
That's right. It's a big day.
Bad day to be a cop.
Is it really?
The worst day of the year.
No kidding.
Yep. And so every year, on Real Life for Real Crime original, I did one call of duty on the 4th. Mm-hmm. And it's like one night on duty of shit show after shit show after shit show. And it really, this one's probably going to be bad because if it's at the beginning of a weekend or it's on a Monday, it's really, really bad. Because this one's going to start on Thursday, so everybody's going to start partying, having a good time. They're off work on Friday, so it's going to continue. And it's going to continue into Saturday. It's hot. It's continuing to Sunday. And by Sunday, everybody's out of money, and you're tired of your fucking relatives being there. And somebody's going to shoot somebody and stab somebody, and it's just guaranteed it's going to happen.
I never realized that. It's like the worst day.
Worse. And then you add in the heat, and let it be a full moon, too, motherfucker. I don't know what it is. That's a real deal, too. So, again, this Saturday, I'm dropping that same episode, but I'm going to put a little story ahead of it. So it won't be the total same thing. But what do y'all do for the 4th?
Definitely cook.
Yeah.
Every year I cook a big shindig, as my daughters call it, a feast.
There you go.
And my son.
You send me pictures of what you do on holidays. You're laying out the spread.
Huh? Yeah, man. I don't know what I'm going to cook yet, though. I'd like to get my hands on some tomahawk steaks.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I think we're going to do probably a big brisket, maybe burn some leg quarters, swim a little bit, shit like that.
There you go.
Right, Sam?
Yep.
and then just hang out.
Yep. You popping any fire? Do you pop fireworks?
I was about to say the river's in the backyard. It's got the beaches on and stuff, and the neighbors do it right
there. You go. That's what you want, a neighbor that does it.
And they put on a show, right?
Yeah.
It's a hell of a big firework display.
We our dogs are not firework people. Oh, yeah. Mama dog ripped off half of a door last 4th of July.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Literally. And ripped her mouth all up and paws. It was horrible. Oh, we thought she was in a safe place.
We're going to smoke a bunch of weed with them ahead of
time. Give them a gummy.
We're going to give them a bag full of a THC. Yeah. They can calm down. But that being said, y'all stay safe and have fun. Don't get ate by a shark and shit. Don't burn your hands on sparklers.
That's right.
Make sparkle bombs either.
And don't poke your eye out what was it that Hunt got his eyes?
Bottle rocket.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I used to make some sparkler bombs too back in the day.
We always got those calls too.
Kaboom!
Basically, that's dynamite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you roll them tight.
Let's get down some true crime time for day before the 4th.
All right, and we're going to start out in Gonzales, Louisiana.
Right down the road.
The Gonzales Police Department is investigating after a man tried to rob and sexually assault a woman behind a grocery store early Friday morning. This occurred on June 28th. And let me tell you, it was at a grocery store I'm very familiar with. I used to go there all the time, Lehman Dulles.
Yep.
So if you're from the Louisiana area, especially South Louisiana, you're familiar with Lehman Dulles. The incident happened at 4 a.m. on West Ascension Street behind the supermarket, and police do have a man in custody. They have not named him as of this recording. A female manager at Lehman Dulles arrived early to let a vendor in. Of course, these grocery stores, milk guys coming at 4, right?
Yep.
So she lets that guy in, and police say that after she let him in, the manager returned to her vehicle parked behind the store, and she wanted to feed some cats, these wild cats that were that apparently hang out back there.
I need to go get one of those.
This is right, and this is part of a regular routine.
I know this just real quick.
Yep.
We had what we call the farmhouse when our son, youngest son, was born, and it's in the middle of the country, and we had a couple of tomcats outside. Never had to feed them anything. They were big, fat, sassy, but we never had a mouse problem either.
Yeah, that's right.
In the middle of fields and woods, you're going to have one.
Oh, yeah. So they have plenty of food running around.
Yeah. And if anybody has one cat they want to get rid of, we have a place in Norwood. We've got some mice running around.
You know, you speaking of, not to deviate from the story, but speaking of cats, there's a couple of tomcats that run around in the woods behind where I live. Mm-hmm. And my neighbor has always kind of took care of them.
Right.
But those cats got to be about 30 years old. I mean, almost since I've lived there.
And they live a good life. I mean, they're feral animals. Again, real quick one. My buddy's got a camp back on the river. And it's a really, really nice place, right? And he's got this big-ass cat tree with like a house on top of it.
Yeah.
Like they scratch and shit.
I'm like,
but you feed that cat. He said he never fed that cat a day in his life. He said that cat feeds himself and it keeps my camp free of rats. They love that shit. So get to the cat and mouse games.
That's
it. All right, back to the story.
All right. So she goes to feed those cats behind the store, and this is part of a regular routine. She did this all the time. And she was approached and assaulted by an unidentified man. And the reason that I stress this was a regular routine is this man could have been watching her days before that, right? So the man demands money, and the manager throws her wallet to him. Or actually, it was her purse with a wallet inside of it. He then hit her and drug her across the pavement. He was, they're thinking he's going to sexually assault her. Police said he was interrupted by the arrival of another employee who pulled into the parking lot in the back and fled on foot. Officials described the man as being 6 foot tall and wearing a gray hoodie sweatshirt. Now, they did end up catching a person of interest that this is the suspect, right? They just haven't come out and said it yet. But this is the just awful part of the story. This incident came just a day after the murder of 44-year-old Brenda Morris. Now, Morris worked in the deli at Lamandola's for 13 years.
Really?
13 years anywhere is a long time. But she was very beloved in the Gonzales community and was murdered. Sean Morris, who was her husband, was arrested in connection with that deadly shooting.
Really?
He faces several charges, including second-degree murder. The sheriff's office said in that case, deputies responded to a shooting at a home in Gonzales, and when they arrived, they found Miss Morris dead from a gunshot wound. During their investigation, they learned that Sean Morris and the victim were married, and they also learned that Morris shot the victim during an altercation. He was arrested and booked into the Ascension Parish Jail.
You would think, the old cop, I mean, when you said that, that I'm thinking, holy shit, this is going to be the same guy that, you know, he's progressing and got a second victim, but evidently not.
Two unrelated cases, but one day apart in that
Gonzales
grocery store never has problems.
Right. And Gonzales is a pretty cool place. Their police department is pretty much next door to sheriff's office. Great sheriff's office, Central Parish Sheriff's Office, great bunch of guys. But believe it or not, Gonzales Police Department is a bunch of good squared away guys that I worked with over the years. Like one of them is Randy Dufresne Jr., who's the son of the chief of the town of Livingston.
Yeah.
And he used to work for the sheriff's office out here. Yeah. And he's like a sergeant or something now. So they got a good bunch of guys and they handle their business. So shout out for them on that.
I didn't know you knew.
Yeah.
Dufresne?
Absolutely. I knew him when he was working on a cell block.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then. One more quick one. I probably shouldn't even tell this, but I did a polygraph on a female in like one of these long stay apartment type things, and she was in town working with her boyfriend, whatever. I think she was from out of state, and it was a fidelity test. Mm-hmm. And I told her, when we got done, I told her, you failed. And I mean, sorry, like I've done it 1,000 times, right? And I leave. Oh, the next day. One of the detectives in Gonzales PD called me and said, "Hey, bro, did you do a polygraph over here yesterday?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, we found your card." I said, "Where'd you find it?" He said, "On the table in the room where the woman hung herself."
Oh, yikes.
Not my fault. I mean,
no.
It is what it is. And I mean, the polygraph is what the polygraph is. But there you have it.
Yeah. Wow.
I shouldn't have told that one. That was a long time ago, y'all. But Gonzales PD, shout out to him.
Yeah, and prayers go out to all the Lamandola's staff.
I know that
I'm sure they're all hurting right now and in two back-to-back things like this.
Yeah.
You know, prayers to them.
Well, you know, I think we talked about North Carolina maybe just a little bit in the last episode. Yeah, and let's talk about this for a minute, going off script. Barbecue. You know, there's different schools of barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
North Carolina is its own jam.
Yeah, it is.
It's all about the sauces.
Memphis, North Carolina.
Memphis, North Carolina.
Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. All the different regions do their own shit.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure ours is different what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Our sin is different than anybody else's.
Norwood.
Norwood.
Norwood barbecue.
Norwood and Watson are completely different.
Yeah, they really are. But let's go to North Carolina. This story, y'all, goes back to last February in again, sent by Leah Marie. And I hadn't read it for a while, but I was thinking about it. And, you know, it's summertime, and you're sending your kids to camp, like fixing to send their young son to scuba diving camp and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. And that's cool.
I remember going to camp as a kid. Of course, I got kicked out of most of them, but and then we have Camp Ruth. We have Camp Ruth Lee, which used to be a campfire girl scout camp. Our place in Norwood. That was the campground.
Yeah.
But you know, people send the kids off and shit, and everything's supposed to be fine, right? One time at band camp. But let's go to North Carolina. This one is not so good, y'all. The death of a 12-year-old boy at a North Carolina wilderness camp for troubled adolescents has been ruled a homicide, according to an autopsy report released on Monday. Y'all got to remember this has been a minute. The boy died in February, less than 24 hours after having arrived at Trails Carolina, a for-profit program that has since lost its operating license. Trails Carolina has said the death appeared to be accidental, and that staff members performed CPR after they found the boy unresponsive the morning after he arrived. He was inside a bivvy, you know, tent, a one-person tent secured with an alarm. And why the fuck you think your tent's secured with an alarm?
That's the craziest thing.
Because he's at a troubled camp.
I know why. I'm just saying.
But what kind of alarm could it, like a bell or something? Yeah, I mean, like a real
if
bell?
You open your door after whatever time, you know, we get an alert, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, the camp did not immediately provide a comment on the medical examiner's findings, which listed the boy's cause of death as asphyxia due to smothering or the inability to get oxygen. In this case, due to the covering of the nose and the mouth with material that was not breathable.
Pillow.
Or plastic or whatever, yeah. Right? The camp has said it routinely placed children in bivvies overnight for their safety when they arrived. The autopsy report said the inner mesh panel of the boy's bivvy was torn, so counselors sealed the outer weather-resistant door panel instead, which was not the camp's protocol. So that's not normal. Maybe he tried to cut his way out of tent. I don't fucking know. But the autopsy report issued by the state chief medical examiner's office said bivvies typically include warnings against fully enclosing the weather-resistant outer layer as it may lead to condensation and breathing restriction. Now, officials have identified the boy only by his initials. That's typical, right? When they're juveniles, I'm not even giving them to you. And a spokesman for his family said the family had no comment. No charges were announced. The Transylvania County Sheriff's Office, which has been conducting a criminal investigation into the boy's death, said it is reviewing the autopsy report and will discuss with the local district attorney. The autopsy report said there were no signs of trauma or sexual assault. The boy was found without pants, but his father told investigators his son frequently slept that way. There was also no evidence of a drug overdose or any natural causes that could have led to his death. And the asphyxia finding was a diagnosis of exclusion. And that's common, y'all. An autopsy is a process of elimination, right? It's not all these other things, and it has to be this, you know, unless you have bullet holes and shit in you. The boy was placed into this compromised sleeping position by others and did not have the ability to reasonably remove himself, the report said. And meanwhile, the counselors overseeing him could not check on him because of the bivvy's opaque outer panel, preventing them from potentially noticing a problem and helping him before it was too late. With this combination of factors, the death is best certified as a homicide, the report said. Before its license was revoked, Trails Carolina and Lake Toxaway served children with behavioral issues and diagnoses such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism, and post-traumatic stress disorder. A medical examiner's report released with the autopsy's findings said the boy who died had ADHD, anxiety, migraines, and social challenges, including a very hard time making friends. Right? It's just sad. His parents had paid for two strangers to escort him from his home in New York to Trails, Carolina. So they didn't even take him. It's not like mom and dad dropping you off a camp, right? Two strangers coming to abduct you from your house per your parents' orders. Anyway, they said it's common practice that the troubled youth industry uses transport children to take them to these different places. And that night, the boy was restless and mumbling in his sleep, the medical examiner's report said. And at one point, counselors took him out of his bivvy and he fell asleep, it added. Then they woke him up to put him back inside. In the morning, report said they found him cold to the touch and his head was at the foot of the bivvy.
Oh, man.
Sad, huh?
It's hard to hear.
Yeah, well, tough.
It's really sad. There's been a documentary in the last couple of years, a documentary about these types of places. They didn't call it a camp. It's just like a school, almost like the boarding schools, like what you would consider like
St. Sanders.
But at a different level where the people that run the camp come and basically take you in the middle of the night from your parents' homes, and then they take you to these places and they literally just beat you. They do whatever they can to kind of knock you into shape.
I saw that.
And the documentary that I'm specifically speaking about, I don't want to say who it is because he's not going to want to hear who it is, but it was Paris Hilton who's trying to make a big I mean, she was one of the girls that this was affected by this, and she's trying to bring it to light. And this is just really sad.
Yep. And you send your kids there
hoping
they get straight and they end up dead.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Mm. But I hate to hear that one.
Yeah.
That's hard to hear. Well, we'll lighten it up. How about a good news story?
All right, let's do that.
A good news story here on Real Life Real Crime Daily. And we're gonna talk about a 66-year-old man from Brevard County, Florida. And he stood his ground after fighting off a carjacking suspect who was trying to break in his truck. Around 5 a.m. last Thursday, deputies arrived at a home in Brevard County where they found 29-year-old Blake Robinson lying on the ground with blood around his mouth. They also found a man who Robinson said attacked him after trying to open up his truck. Deputies said the man heard a noise outside and he thought something had fallen on his camper. When he walked outside, he saw Robinson pulling on the door handles of his truck. Apparently he was, pulling a camper. He stopped for the night and he went to sleep inside that camper and all this was going down outside of it. The man walked back inside and called 911, tried to call 911, but he couldn't find his phone. So he walks back outside again. When confronted by the man, Robinson just starts throwing punches. He then throws the man to the ground and kicked him in the head. According to deputies, the man said he was able to strike Robinson and get away from him before calling 911. The man ended up with severe swelling on his face, a bloodied right ear as a result of the fight. Robinson was arrested for felony battery and attempted burglary of a conveyance, and he remains in the Brevard County Jail. And police said after, stupid people win stupid prizes. Yes. And they didn't even charge this 66-year-old man for this ass whipping of this young juvenile.
Yeah, I love that. A little street justice. And,
and
I wouldn't have charged him either. And, but the juvenile is thinking, damn.
And he's getting clowned up in the Brevard County Jail right now. Got your ass kicked by a 66-year-old.
Paw beat you down.
Yeah, because that's in the paper, I promise you.
Yes.
And they're all seeing it.
Yes, indeed.
So shout out
to
that man for standing his ground.
Well, shout out to him.
A few years back, Ms. Jerry was complaining about having hot flashes and being sleep deprived. I was dealing with what experts call her mild mood swings. With all the sympathy I could muster, I would just tell her to have a cocktail or two before bed and then it would go away. I didn't know it was the beginning of menopause, but she did. She probably went to 5 doctors trying to find the right diagnosis. And while all that was going on, I renamed the house the Death Star and stayed away as much as I could. What Miss Jerry and I didn't know is while all of that was going on, an Aussie by the name of Matthew Murphy was formulating a solution. Murphy's secret is his understanding of the communication channel between your gut and your brain. Murphy tapped into that communication channel, realizing that no two women are the same. That's why he created a holistic solution that adapts to a woman's unique needs and rebalances their entire system from the inside out. That solution is called Hormone Harmony. So if you're enduring hormonal changes and dealing with stress, digestive issues, mood swings, erratic sleeping patterns, and your husband has a bar stool with his name on it down at the corner bar, take your life back. Reduce your menopause symptoms now. Try Hormone Harmony. Real Life Real Crime, The Daily Show, and now the WOW listeners all get 15% off with our code RLRC. Just visit happymammoth.com and use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
And let's stay in Florida. Fernandina Beach, Florida. This is bizarre. An online game dispute made its way to the real world when a New Jersey man flew Now, this motherfucker got on an airplane and flew to Florida to attack another player with a hammer.
Oh, my God.
Right? So Edward King, K-A-N-G, 20, is charged with attempted second-degree murder and armed burglary with a mask, according to Nassau County records. He was arrested early Sunday morning. I just want to let you know, this is a weird one, Nassau County Sheriff Bill Leeper said during a news conference. Some things you just can't make up. Now, King and the victim, another young man around the same age as King, had never met in real life, but they both played Archeage, I guess, or some would know the name of this one, A-R-C-H-E, Age, which is a medieval fantasy, massively multiplayer online role-playing game, Leeper, the sheriff said. So the game's publisher announced in April that it would be shutting down servers in Europe and North America on June 27th, citing nobody's playing the motherfucker anymore.
Yeah. We're losing money.
So Kane flew from New York, New Jersey to Jacksonville, Florida last Thursday after telling his mom that he was going to visit a friend that he had met while playing a video game. Now, officials didn't say how Kane learned where the victim lives, but upon arrival, Kane took an Uber to a hotel in Fernandina Beach, about 35 miles north of Jacksonville. That's a pretty good Uber ride. And then bought a hammer at a local hardware store. Jeez. Kane went to the victim's Fernandina Beach home, which was unlocked around 2 a.m. on Sunday. The victim was walking out of his bedroom when he was confronted by Kane, who hit him on the head with the hammer.
Oh, my God.
The two struggled as the victim called for help. His stepfather responded and helped to restrain Kane until police arrived. Now, the victim suffered several head wounds that were not considered life-threatening, but I bet they fucking hurt. And he received staples at the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So once they arrested him, Kane told the investigators that the victim is a bad person online. He also He also asked deputies how much jail time people got for breaking and entering and assault. So this is what Sheriff Leeper says. He said, I would say, Mr. Kane, it's going to be a long time before you play video games again. That's it. There you go.
Wow. How old was that?
He said he was around the same age. So Kane was 20.
Yeah.
And the other dude was, the victim was around that age.
Okay.
And then our son gains his ass.
So, yeah, my son does too, but damn.
You know, just never know.
Never know.
Yeah. Motherfucker, boom.
Dubs has a friend named Justin he's been playing for 8 years now, and he lives in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope we don't see Justin.
Justin will catch a bullet.
Show up with a hammer.
Show up with a hammer.
Cancel our game.
You bring a hammer to a gunfight. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I read WL's communication online because.
we police it.
Yeah, that's good. We police that. And so, yeah, he's not being bullied.
Well, he's being paid different world
to play for one of these games by the company forever. I mean, and he's just about to turn 14. And, I mean, because he's that good.
Let me just say this about gaming and all that. Look, when I was – I distinctly remember – strange that I can remember this far back, this incident, but – I can distinctly remember the first time I ever walked into a game room. You remember game rooms with Pac-Man and all that?
I remember the first one I played. Pitfall. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Dorming bunch of DBs in Clinton had it, and they have two in the back of the Washington Terry in Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah. But we had to pay a quarter every time.
Fucking right.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and then, it was a big deal. Put your initials up there. You're at the top, whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to get that pole position.
Yo, Joust, I love that.
Asteroids.
Joust, yep.
Pac-Man.
My first game rooms were bar rooms because my mom was a single mom and she'd bring me on her dates with her and give me $10 roll of quarters and say, go play.
Oh, sweet. There you go.
Miss right.
So that's what's wrong with you.
Now it all makes sense.
Unless I always get some quarters on the way home.
Very good. All right. Very good. Well, we're going to go to Chicago.
Chi-town.
And a Chicago man was arrested and charged after a road rage incident where he shot a man in a Lowe's parking lot while his six-year-old son watched from the back seat of his car. There's your, there's your genius of the day. 26-year-old Carlos Sanchez was charged with one count of aggravated battery, discharge of a firearm, and one count of misdemeanor endangering the health of and life of a child. Let me get into this story. It's kind of crazy. Police said patrol units were called to a parking lot at a Lowe's home improvement store. This was at 8:15 p.m. last Thursday on a report of a person with a gun and a male on the ground. When they arrived, officers said they found a male on the ground who was apparently shot in the leg. The victim was taken to a local hospital where they are currently listed in stable condition. Now, following the launch of an investigation, police learned that Sanchez and the victim got into a road rage incident a few miles from that Lowe's. Sanchez followed the victim into the Lowe's parking lot where both individuals exited their vehicles, got into an argument, and they start fist fighting. During the physical altercation, Sanchez told the victim, "I'm going to shoot you at least twice," before pulling out a gun and shooting the victim in the leg. Sanchez's six-year-old son was with him in the car at the time of the shooting, and shortly thereafter, officers were able to find Sanchez at his home and take him into custody without incident. All over road rage, man.
People are so stupid. So stupid. He's
ruined your life.
These are people that, that have been watching too much TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to shoot you twice.
Yeah, they don't get the impact that you're going to have. Yeah, first of all, if you get out of a car in a road rage situation, you should expect sugar turns shit. Something's going to go down.
Yeah.
And the I'm not going to say this part. It's a no-win situation.
It is a no-win situation.
Just roll your motherfucking window up, get the license plate, and slow down, let them pass you. Don't do it. Nobody's going to win. You don't know who you're fucking with.
You don't.
It could be the craziest motherfucker in the world, or maybe that 66-year-old man is going to beat that ass.
Yeah.
There's always somebody out there bigger and better than you, right?
That's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you just let it go, man.
Let it go. I mean, it's not worth it. Right? I mean, get you something else to be mad about.
Yeah.
Like the price of eggs or something.
Right.
All right. So, look, we're talking about kids. Holy shit, this is a hard one. Again, this one's a little bit older. Just heartbreaking and sent in by Leah Marie. So an Ohio mom lashes out at a social worker who groomed and raped her 13-year-old son. But it gets worse. It gets much worse. So Rose and Robert Bronstein, parents whose son committed suicide in 2022 after being viciously cyberbully, and they react to the Surgeon General's warning about social media platforms, kind of the same shit we've been talking about. So the regret-ridden mother of a 13-year-old boy who was groomed and raped by his adult female social worker wishes she had never let the predator in her home. Now, in a statement read in court Thursday, the unidentified mother told Peyton Shires of Ohio that the abuse has devastated her son and negated any faith she had in the nation's social services. So instead, he was manipulated, groomed, and sexually abused by Ms. Shires, the statement read, according to the local newspaper. "I regret ever letting you in my house." Now, Shires, 24, and they have her picture. I mean, she's a pretty girl. Shires, 24, was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison and will have to register as a sex offender. She pled guilty to four counts of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor in May, along with other charges. The victim's mother said she began to notice alarming texts between Shires and her son late last year, including one where the counselor asked if he had deleted certain videos. Investigators would later recover incriminating texts and at least one video showing them engaged in sexual acts. So police, you know, then began investigating the shit, and they made a three-way phone call between Shires and the mom and the social worker, and she acknowledged. the relationship. Yeah. So Shires worked with the National Youth Advocate Program, which pairs foster children and other kids with counseling and support, and she was terminated after allegations came to light. And the boy's mother, she ran and had destroyed her life by alerting authorities to their relationship. Shires then threatened to kill the mom. This is like a social worker. She's raping her kid, right? I was not thinking rationally at that time, and I showed up to the mother's house, she told the court Thursday, claiming that she was suicidal in that moment. I'm just thankful that she took the right steps to call the police, Shires said, reasoning that the arrest prevented her from continuing further down a dark path. Shires asked Franklin County County Court of Common Pleas Judge Mark Sirott for mercy at the sentencing, telling the court that she has a four-year-old son and suffered from longstanding and untreated mental illness. Mm. But the judge said, you go fuck yourself.
Yeah, should have thought of that.
And he slammed her for her actions. He was a child, the judge said, before handing down a term. He was trying to get the help he needed, right?
Yep.
And they hammered her ass.
I couldn't agree with that judge more on that.
Yeah, right? It's crazy. And she's a fucking social worker. Now she's going to try to claim, oh, but I had this my entire life, so I'm raping your kid.
Yeah, I've got absolutely no feeling at all for people in those type of positions that take advantage of teachers, social workers, coaches, police officers, anyone in a public trust position to do something like that is despicable to me.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Wow. Right.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know.
She's going to pay for it now.
Yeah.
She got the right judge to
pay for it.
Keep her ass paying for it.
Sent to prison.
So we're going to, you know, we liked the scamming lately.
Oh, yeah.
All these scams out there. I'll tell you a quick story. Just this weekend, I get a knock on my door. And the way that I get them, I have a front door and then I have side doors. And if someone knocks on my front door, I never open that door. I go to the side door, walk around my house and come up behind them.
Right.
Just always done that. I kind of like to, scare them, they jump a little bit, but I'm not going to open my front door to you, you know, if I'm not expecting you.
Right.
So I get a knock on my door. I go out there and it's a guy and he's in a Cox, or AT&T or something, AT&T, I believe it was, shirt. And he starts telling me that AT&T has, you know, it's my lucky day. They've decided that they're going to give me the fastest internet known to man for cheaper than what I'm paying now. And we know you're an AT&T customer already, and I just need your PIN to access your thing. And I said, what? And he's like, I said, do I look like I just fell off a turnip? I literally asked him that. I'm like, I'm not giving you my pen. And he says, well, your license will work.
Okay.
He said, hey, motherfucker, I'm a cop. And see what he says.
I'm like, I'm not giving you my license either. I said, it's nothing against you, but I don't know who you are.
Right.
And he's like, well.
I didn't set this up. Go fuck yourself.
And look, at the end of the day, whether it was legit or not, I don't know, but I didn't give him anything, but guaranteed a lot of people probably did that day. And so we're going to talk about this. And look, this mainly affects seniors, sadly, because of obvious reasons. Right. But in an audacious and heartbreaking scheme, a pair of Floridians were swindled out of $400,000 in gold.
What?
By a phone fraudster who claimed the victims were facing arrest due to illegal activity in their Amazon accounts.
That's crazy.
Last month, a 78-year-old Florida resident called police to report he had been bilked out of $154,000 after receiving a call from a man claiming to be an Amazon representative. So if you get these calls, hang up on them. Right. After being told about fraud on his account, the victim was transferred to a Brian Alba, who said he was an agent with the U.S. government and that based on the activity, there were several warrants out for his arrest. Alba said he could keep the man out of jail, but the victim would first have to obtain a $154,000 cashier check and use the funds to purchase two gold bars. Alba assured the man that he would send him a cashier's check after he received the gold for the amount he paid for it. Scams like this frequently target the elderly, who can be fearful and easy to manipulate, especially if they don't have a relative or friend with whom to kind of discuss these strange phone calls.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
So after obtaining the gold, the victim put the bars in an old iPhone box, wrapped the package to make it look like a gift, and with Alba actually on the phone directing him, the man drove to a drop-off location, placed the package in the back seat of a sedan when a driver rolled his window down. The elderly man only called police when he continued to get calls from Alba seeking more gold.
Not going to stop, right?
The victim, cops say, began to feel like the entire thing was a scam. At the direction of investigators, the man continued to take calls from Alba. So now the police get involved, and they're like, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and meet up with him again, and we're going to surveil you while you do it. So that's what happened. Thursday, the victim arranged to deliver an extra $200,000 to Alba's driver, carrying a box filled with fishing weights this time, not gold. The man was told by Alba to drive to a nearby shopping mall. There, the victim was directed to a Toyota where a male of Indian descent who was on the phone during the transaction directed him to give it to a driver. He put the package in a Toyota, which the driver drove away with the fishing weights. Cops pulled the car over. They basically identified this guy, and this guy's story was he was working for another guy in another state named Rocky. He gave the cops access to his WhatsApp account, which showed he had been sent all over the country by Rocky. Right. His phone showed that earlier Thursday he was directed to do a gold pickup from a 77-year-old woman in Fort Pierce, Florida. He pointed out that all the people he picked up gold from were Americans and that everyone he delivered gold to were from India. He claimed he just thought this was weird, but never asked any questions about it. And basically, he played stupid about the whole deal. Yeah. Obviously, he's trying to get out of trouble. But this scam right here, and they reference three different cases. Those three cases alone were almost $1 million in scams.
Yep. You might as well go big, right?
This attack of the elderly with these scams absolutely turns my stomach, man.
And think about it. They can sit there, and if they do 1,000 phone calls a day or whatever it may be, however many doors they knock on, whatever, it only takes one.
Only takes one.
And then they've had a successful day.
Yeah.
And it used to be, back in my street time, it was the gypsies that would run the scams with the asphalt or – they pull up to the elderly's house, pull up to the elderly's house and say, "Oh, well, we put it in your septic tank, but 10 years ago, it's time for us to resurface it. Well, how much is that going to be?" And I remember telling people in their 80s and shit, "Oh, it won't be, but $10." And then they go do it and they come back and they have a bill for $1,500. Yeah, and I'm like, "I don't have that money." Well, we go into the bank, you gonna get it, course, like Baker Chick Lori, they're trained to look for that kind of thing, but it just happens, and
every day, man.
But speaking of Banker Chick Lori, there's another scam that people are doing now that are calling. People are calling from the fraud department of banks saying, look, there's been something on. We got a fraud alert. We need you to sign in right now. We're going to link you up. You're going to get a text to your phone. Click on that. Enter in your stuff.
Yeah, they're making it. They're advancing the technology. Yes. They're advancing the game. Just like we're telling about this now, they'll come out with something.
Yeah, they're going to be one step up.
It is absolutely mind boggling, and I can only say, and I'll never say this person's name, but if they're listening, they know who I'm talking about. And nobody in my family, for sure, y'all, and that's the truth. But I actually watched someone that I knew get frauded, on the phone, and I told them 100 times to hang up the phone, and they wouldn't,
because they wanted to be nice.
Like this person had twisted their mind into believing something.
Right.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've had businessmen, give over $1,500. Oh, you've won $10 million. You just have to pay $1,500 legal fee and send it to me to this. I mean, fuck that. My parents were selling their big home through Sothersby's, the
auction house,
the most expensive auction house in the United States. And they got a guy from overseas. Oh, I'm out of the country right now, but I'm gonna write you the check. Never seen the place, but it's a fucking lot of money, right? And he said, I'm gonna write you a check. Now, normally in a situation like that, you'd put down 10%, but he sent like 1%, which was still a significant amount of money. But he sent 1%, and it went to Sothersby, and it went to the bank and all that. And I told him, I said, that's a fucking scam. Mm-hmm. You're gonna send 1% on a place you've never seen that costs this much money. It's a scam. Didn't want to listen to me.
Yeah.
I said, they're going to put that check in the bank, and then you're going to find out 7 days later. That's how good their checks are now. Even your bank can't tell that it's a fraud. And sure enough, it happened. So it could happen to anybody. People just want to believe. If it's too good to be true, it's too – I mean, just
– Amen.
It's not true.
Every time I sell a dog, every time we have a litter I post the puppies, I mean, on legitimate sites posting the puppies, I get at least 3 people that are fraudulent.
And they're like, I'm out of town right now. I'm going to send you the money.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll send it for like $300 too much. Oh, you sent too much. Well, can you just send me that $300 back? Meanwhile, your bank –
I mean, we have it. He's speaking from experience. Yeah. We have, because of experience, never
Well, I'm just saying that it happens.
Cindy,
like that.
You fell for that?
No.
It could be on a vehicle or a dog or whatever, and people will send that money back. And now someone we do know did it for, I think, an engagement ring. They had put on like Craigslist or something. And I'm sitting there listening, and I'm like, and they sent the money. And I said, please tell me. I mean, I'm listening to the story, and I'm not even part of the conversation, but I'm listening. I said, please tell me you didn't fucking do that. And they said, yeah, we did it. And now he wants more. And, I'm like, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And I mean, you just are. That's a scam, total scam. You need to cut off all communication for one right now, and it was.
Yep.
So that's horrible. It's America, and it's America's birthday eve, and we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all.
That's right.
Right? Cookie some good shit tomorrow. Don't burn yourself.
Yeah, don't definitely burn.
Don't cut your tip of your finger off. This is over a week. It's 9 days. My finger's still hanging on my thread. But whatever.
Yeah, don't do that either.
So that's it. We love y'all.
All right. Any final thoughts, Cindy?
Be safe.
Be safe. Be safe and don't hold any bottle rockets.
Burning candles.
Yeah. Don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
Hope you're not stuck in that traffic coming back or going to the beach.
That's right. Major traffic. All right. Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
For Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy.
It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.